name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Today, I want to talk a little bit about a post that I have made a few of, I think four or five, actually, and that is the concept of the robot economy and what's coming. I want to clarify a couple of points, first of all. So the first is that robots aren't necessarily going to replace human jobs. They are going to replace some human jobs, but not all human jobs. And there was a excellent point brought up on one of my posts online, which is the point of, you know, what if the reality of the future isn't that the robots replace the jobs, rather that, in fact, what happens is the robots free humans from having to do some of the things that we do today. You know, it's kind of one of those, you know, if you look at the way the world has operated for the past, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 years, you know, the reality of the human race and the reality of what humans are able to do has continued to expand. And the reason that it has continued to expand, you know, year over year over year over year over year, has everything to do with the fact that at some point in the last 2,000 years, more and more and more people were actually able to provide for themselves without actually farming all day. The change being, you know, I no longer have to farm to feed my family to survive. Therefore, you know, I can do other things and still have the food that my family or I need in order to survive. So that change, that evolution, has allowed the workforce to change. One of the things that we've got, however, is, and in some cases, an artificial economy where it becomes expensive to do things that aren't necessarily the right way that they should be done. And in some cases, you know, robots can do those things. There are always instances where a robot is not the effective replacement for a human. If there's a decision that has to be made, if there's a process that might have to be rapidly modified, you know, those aren't necessarily really good for robots, except if there's a human directly controlling the robot. So when you think about, you know, surgeons operating remotely using a robot in the remote location, you know, that's ways that a human being can adapt and adopt and embrace the reality of what has to be done. That change, that ability to interact with the robot directly, to control the robot, as it were. You know, there are other robots, obviously, that go further and further and further, you know, afield, and those robots are the ones that, you know, need some autonomous nature and some ability to be completely independent of human beings. So when we start thinking about robotic job replacements, it's going to be those people functioning in jobs that have a set number of things that occur every single time. That said, you know, there's some new jobs that are going to be created, and I think that's the missing part of the equation and the argument right now, is the reality that there are jobs that are going to be created that are actually higher-paying jobs. You're going to have people that understand the entire assembly line process. They're going to have to be able to look at the way the assembly line is supposed to be operating and say, oh, there's something wrong, right? Those are going to be higher-paid people. You know, people that will actually be delivering on a higher paid job. They won't be they won't be necessarily doing you know, the actual work per se, but what they will be doing is building and delivering and making sure that everything is flowing at the proper rate. You know, the other examples in this would be, there's going to have to be people that are robotic repair people. There are people that are going to have to be robotic software people. And so those are jobs that are going to be created, but there are also jobs that allow people to actually pay a little bit more, or get paid a little bit more. You know, there are many things that human beings do that are unique, in the sense that those are probably the things that robots won't, in the short run or long run, do. But there are many things that human beings do that robots could replace quickly, and effectively in replacing them, actually not impact the human beings. So, I've been thinking about that a lot, posting, it's on my blog, https doc.docanderson.wordpress.com. And I've posted several of them in the last couple of weeks, and I will continue to post those thoughts and thinking. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to my podcast.